You're listening to Boston Public Radio. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. Well, hope springs eternal. And the key word in that phrase today is springs. If you look outside of your car window or your window at your office right now, you can see there's a lot of snow on the ground. But I'm going to take us down to Fort Myers, Florida right now, where I think it's about 75 degrees, partly sunny. And no, I'm not just saying this to make you jealous. Fort Myers is, of course, the home of spring training for the 2013 Red Sox. As we speak, pitchers and catchers are working out for the first time today. The season is underway, and we're going to go to our eyes and ears on the ground in Florida right now. That's Roger Abrams, who's been with us a number of times. He's, of course, a former Major League Baseball arbitrator. He's written a number of books about baseball. He's a Northeastern University law professor, and right now he's our correspondent in Florida. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing fine, Edgar. You know, I did hear that you guys got a little bit of snow, so I'm glad that GBH gave me this assignment so I could get down here and really be down in the grass.
Yes.
Watching these players become world champions.
So today it all gets underway, pitchers and catchers with their first workout.
Yep.
Roger, do you have a sense of why pitchers and catchers report earlier than the rest of the team?
It does take pitchers. It doesn't take catchers, but you need
catchers
a catcher whenever you have a pitcher. It takes pitchers a little bit longer to get ready for the season. You know, Edgar, what pitchers do is the most unnatural use of their arms. You've seen pitchers after a game with covered by ice around their shoulders. You do your best to make sure that they're in the best condition to be able to withstand that pressure. So they come down early and it gives us something to talk about.
So, you know, before we get into the baseball talk and the storylines and everything,
sure.
Do me a favor, set the scene for us. What's it like down there in Florida right now? What's it like as this particular spring training season gets underway? Of course, the Red Sox are down there, but there's a whole bunch of teams who are down in that same area who go down for spring training.
It is true. I can look out of my window now and just about see over the bay in Sarasota to the home field park of the Baltimore Orioles. Or I guess you would call them the surprising Baltimore Orioles. They're going to be pesky again this year. And then I look over to the left, and there's Bradenton, the home of the always awful Pittsburgh Pirates. But, you know,
they had a great year in the early 1900s somewhere.
In fact, it was good. Hannes Wagner,
that's right. Great baseball card, better player.
Sign him, even if he was bow-legged. And and then you look up the coast further. I can't quite see it out my window, but there's Clearwater, and then of course the Yankees control Tampa. And you look a little bit more to the south, and the Tampa Bay Rays have their own spring training facility. They figure that St. Petersburg isn't good enough. They have to go down to Port Charlotte, and then you keep going south, and there are the Red Sox. And so it's not simply that it is spring training for the Red Sox, although those of us in Boston like to think that they're the only team around. They're all over the place, and all these fans have come down from the north, and it's a good time to do that because it is kind of nasty out there. And
snow,
come on down and hope springs eternal, as you said.
Yeah. What's the vibe like when you're, you know, is it pretty noticeable? Like, is it like living down at the seashore when the summer season begins and all of a sudden it swells with people and there's people packing the bars and it's late at night hooting and hollering? Or, you know, is it a little bit more cordial? Do you see players walking around in town? I mean, what's it like?
Well, there are players walking around in town, and we have to remember they're all kids. They're all young kids.
Yeah.
They're in their 20s, and you're an old baseball player by the time you're in your 30s. They each one of these kids thinks that this will be the year when they break out, when they make it out of Double A Portland and make it to the bigs. And you know, the chances are not bad that they would do that. If you look at how the Red Sox have done over how poorly they've done over the last couple of years, realize what an enormous turnover there has been in the 25-man roster during the course of the year. And so a lot of the kids who we're going to see play here in spring training, they may start out in Pawtucket, and they may start out, they may even start out in single A, and by the end of the season, they could be starting for the Red Sox. And so this is not simply their entire season. For a team in transition, like our beloved Red Sox, spring training is of critical importance, not simply to fill up the roster on opening day, but to see who is there, what the prospects are, because chances are we're going to see them during the year.
I'm talking with Roger Abrams. He's a former Major League Baseball arbitrator. He's a law professor at Northeastern University. He's written a bunch of books about baseball. And right now, he's our eyes and ears on the ground in Florida for spring training, where the Red Sox are kicking things off today, pitchers and catchers, with their very first workout today. You know, you mentioned these young players who are trying to make the roster. When you go to a spring training game, is there a different flavor to it because of that? I mean, obviously the managers, the coaches, they're trying to get a look at some of these people in a real game situation against other major league players or against maybe established major league players. As you mentioned, 25-man roster. I mean, that's a limit that's set by baseball. You know, if a team has 30 great players, they're out of luck because they only have 25 slots for those 30 great players. So,
well, what the team would love to have is 20 great players. that would be just fine. No, spring training games are very different. First of all, no one plays all nine innings. If the first team call them, if Pedroia comes out playing second base, he won't be at second base after the fifth inning. So you got to get to the games early.
Yeah.
If you want to see the legitimate major league players, and certainly well through spring training, you're not going to get pitchers who are going to pitch more than a couple of innings.
Mm-hmm.
They will slowly stretch out the starters so that they can go six innings seven innings by the end of spring training, but you'll see a lot of bodies and a lot of strange numbers on the back of these uniforms.
Right.
They don't go into the hundreds, but it's certainly not unusual to see a player with 91 on his back. the people who come to the games who will come down from Baltimore to go watch the Orioles, go to the games for a couple of reasons. One, because, there is beer. That's good.
Yeah, beer and baseball, they go together.
And the Orioles did fine. And, of course, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
And like baseball in general, there's a lot of great conversation. I went to a Pittsburgh Pirates game last year, just happened to sit next to someone who had read one of my books, and he was from Arkansas. So we talked through a couple of innings about my books, which was fine. These games really don't mean anything in the long run, except in the individual evaluation done in this instance by a brand new manager for the Red Sox. It's going to be interesting to see what difference there will be, what difference a year makes.
I'm talking with Roger Abrams. He's a former Major League Baseball arbitrator. He's a law professor at Northeastern. He's written a bunch of books about baseball. He's down at spring training, Red Sox kicking off spring training today, pitchers and catchers with their first workout. The games don't mean anything, as you said, but we're evaluating performance. I also wonder, let's get into the Red Sox a little bit. Like,
sure.
You know, you said we've got a new manager this year. This is the third manager starting in the last 3 years. This team looks incredibly different than it did last year. Farrell's in with 16 players gone from the team that started last year. So of that 25-man roster, 16 of the guys who were on the starting roster last year for Bobby Valentine are not there for Farrell. So how do you take spring training to develop chemistry in addition to looking at player performance? I mean, what's he looking at? What's he doing?
And the chemistry, you know, baseball is an individual sport. It's the pitcher and the batter. The only place where you really need to develop team chemistry is between the shortstop and second baseman. And we have a new shortstop. Drew should be the starting shortstop, if not Iglesias. And so there will need to be some work and develop their chemistry. But in large measure, these guys know the game. Obviously, Farrell knows the game, and he's just trying to figure out who he has. I was concerned to hear your discussion with Emily that Clay Buchholz has already
pulled a hamstring,
pulled the first muscle of the year.
That's right,
which is not good. I think this team and the way they've put it together, Charrington's done a good job. Will rise or fall based on the health of the people who are out on the field. I would just love to see Ellsbury play a full year. If he does, he will be brilliant. If he doesn't, it'll be Jacoby Ellsbury, which is a great shame. It's going to be fun to watch John Lackey to see whether he still has anything in there. And the new pitchers, Ryan Dempster, might be able to fill up the end of the starting roster. The key to this game, the key to the Red Sox, is pitching as always. We'll do fine in hitting and run production, but pitching will tell the tale.
Pitching always important in baseball. You know, I wonder how crucial this year is for the Red Sox right now. I mean, this is an organization that has weathered this incredible 86-year storm, so to speak, without a championship, right? So, they had this image throughout baseball and in this town as, you know, the almost getting there, never going to get there, the fans stick in with them, et cetera, et cetera. Then they win a couple of championships. They become a very successful, not just baseball team, but organization, right? The marketing is incredible. The swelling of the crowds at Fenway, the whole Red Sox Nation thing becomes dominant. It becomes absolutely dominant. Then they hit a couple years now where there's been some serious trouble, both on the field and off the field. They have Bobby Valentine come in, and it's a disaster. You know, they have the end of the Terry Francona era with the chicken and beer incident. He writes a book. Yeah. John Henry's defending management. I mean, what is on the line for this team and this organization this year?
This is not a make-or-break year. Red Sox will be a great and interesting franchise for a long time to come. On the other hand, I would really have fans look at that first month. The Red Sox are notoriously poor starters, and they get so far behind. Then occasionally they kind of catch up and get back into the mix of things. But we ought to talk again at the beginning of May to see how this squad has happened. The loyalists will remain loyal, and season tickets will continue to sell, and it'll be an expensive ticket in town, at least for this year. But at some point, people are going to say, I can use that money elsewhere. They're going to have to produce. It's going to have to be fun to go to the games and to see the Sox do well. There's strong loyalty. Compare the Sox, for example, with my local team here, the Tampa Bay Rays, where you can buy a ticket on the day of a game for $19-$20 and sit behind the dugout. That's very different from the still charged experience that you have in Boston. So we shall see. But you know, the nice thing, Edgar, is right now the Boston Red Sox are tied for first place.
Yeah, and
if you're a
glass half empty fella, they're tied for last place, right?
That's true. No, they have yet to lose a game. No pitcher has been knocked out of the box. No closer has failed. It's really a glorious time of year to be a baseball fan because who knows? Teams can catch fire. It does happen.
The eternal optimism of spring training. Roger Abrams, former Major League Baseball arbitrator, Northeast University law professor, author of a number of books on baseball. Thanks for joining us as spring training gets underway down in Florida.
Take care, my friend.
Well, if you look at contemporary society, how much of it is influenced by ancient cultures? Guess what? A lot. It still affects the way we live today. And that's the topic of Jared Diamond's new book. Kara Miller's going to bring you a conversation with him about that in just a minute. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio.